Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Love and Relationships Podcast, a hotline style show where people call in with questions about love, sex, dating, singleness, and marriage, and mental and emotional health. I'm Deborah Falada, and I'm so glad you're tuning into these candid, unscripted conversations where I answer your questions in short, bite-sized, practical answers. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a licensed professional counselor, relationship expert, and author of 6 books. I also run the popular relationship advice blog, truelovedates.com, reaching millions of people with the message that healthy people make healthy relationships. If you have a question that you want me to answer on the show, send it by voice memo to Deborah@truelovedates.com or submit it on my podcast page, truelovedates.com/love-and-relationships, and I'll do my best to get it answered on one of the episodes. So let's get started. I don't know if you've heard, but it is singles summer. Over the past few weeks, we have been celebrating and encouraging Christian singles with all kinds of singles events, mixers, devotionals, groups, and so much more. I truly believe that if we want to make a dent in the divorce rate, we have to start by getting our singles healthy and in healthy relationships. In honor of Singles Summer, we're going to be diving into the Singles Summer podcast series, where I'll be sharing some of our favorite episodes about singleness, dating, and relationships. Be sure to share these episodes with all the Christian singles you know. If you're single and you want to get connected with what we're doing for singles, check out truelovedates.com/singlessummer. Now let's take some time to listen in to some of our favorite episodes for singles. Today we are joined on the show by Julie from Canada. Hi, Julie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. So Julie, what is your question for today?
My question is, how do you find the balance between guarding your heart but not being too guarded?
Yeah. Let's back up a little. Where did you first hear the term guarding your heart?
I feel like I've heard it all my life.
How so?
It's probably from my mom, initially, just being wise with who you interact with and not letting yourself get hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in the church, I grew up in a Christian, with a Christian background in church and youth group. And I believe I was taught that everywhere.
Like, yes.
It seems to be deeply ingrained in me.
I think you're right. I think from my background as a Christian, that's pretty much the relationship advice you get when you ask anybody how to do relationships. You pretty much hear, guard your heart. You know, like that's the one bit of relationship advice that we're always hearing. And it is rooted in scripture because the Bible tells us to guard our heart because it is the wellspring of life. You know, your heart is where your life comes from. So it's definitely biblical. But the question is, how do we apply that? Like, what does it even mean to guard your heart? We hear it so much, but I think people have a hard time understanding what it actually means. And then, like you said, then how do you know if you're overdoing it? Like, are you guarding your heart so much that you're not allowing anybody into the picture? And,
yes.
You know, that's something I think is important for us to talk through. But one thing that I tell people when it comes to guarding your heart, I think in our Christian culture, sometimes we can get so focused on physical boundaries in relationships. Would you agree? Like, when you talk about relationships with people in the church, or, you know, families that have been influenced by Christianity, you always hear the conversation about sex before marriage and being physically pure. Would you say that's correct from your experience too?
Yes, it's a huge part of the conversation.
Huge part of the conversation, and it's an important part. But I think sometimes we focus so much on that part of the conversation that we neglect the other part of the conversation, which is emotional and spiritual boundaries as well. And what does it look like to have emotional and spiritual boundaries? Like, it's one thing to say have boundaries, but it's a whole other thing to actually learn how to have boundaries and how to protect ourselves. So three simple things that I like to tell people about guarding their heart, you know, what it looks like to do practically. I actually have an article about practical ways to guard your heart, because you're not the first one to ask this question. But one thing I tell people is, first of all, play together, don't pray together. And I know that seems like the opposite of what you would want to hear with Christian dating advice. Don't pray together. But I think prayer sometimes acts as this binding element that isn't healthy or good in the beginning of a relationship. I mean, I meet couples who come up to me and talk to me about how they're doing devotions together and praying together, and they just started dating like a couple days ago. And I'm like, you got to slow this train down, because that is a little bit too intimate for people who just met. And I think people assume, well, that's how we're going to make our relationship focused on Jesus. That's how we're going to put him at the center. But that's not actually how you put him at the center. That's how you end up feeling connected to someone prematurely that you probably may or may not, you should or should not be connected to. You don't know yet, you know? And so I think it's important to reserve that spiritual intimacy for later on in the relationship, when things start to progress, when things start to unfold, and allow your relationship with God to be your relationship with God. Talk to God about it, but you don't have to pray about it together that early in a relationship. And I think that's something people don't talk about enough. So spiritual boundaries. Number two, know when to open up and when not to open up. Because I think a lot of people are jumping into relationships and they're opening their heart up right away, telling their deepest, darkest secrets, having intense conversations. And you end up giving your heart quickly in the context of having those deep emotional conversations, you know? And so I think it's important to guard your conversation, because that's another way to guard your heart. You know, your words are so powerful. And just making sure you're giving and receiving words that are up to the level of the commitment in the relationship. And then lastly, I would tell people, avoid talking about commitment before you've actually committed. I mean, one thing that I find people do in relationships is they start talking about the future. They start talking about their goals and dreams as a couple, and all of these things that they start bringing up in the first few months of dating, you know, and it's almost like you allow your heart to go before you, before you've actually gotten to that place, and you live in that future of what could be rather than what is. And I think sometimes that can be really harmful. So just three practical things, you know, don't pray together right away. Don't, you know, make sure you're not focused on connecting your spiritual lives. Make sure you're guarding your conversation, and make sure that you are really focusing on the present rather than the future and what could be. What do you think of those ideas, Julie?
That's good. I'm laughing because I go, oops, I did that. Oops, been there.
Hilarious. I hear you. But you know what? It's so good because it's a learning process, and that's how we learn and grow. The other thing you mentioned, not being too guarded. And I'd love to talk about that for a minute. Do you feel like you've had a tendency to be too guarded as well? Like, do you kind of swing from the pendulum of being not guarded at all to too guarded?
Oh my goodness. I can't even believe you just said the pendulum, because that, as I've been processing our conversation coming up to this, that's, I'm a pendulum swinger big time and a rule follower. So if there's structure, which I love your True Love Dates book because of the structure.
I am very structured. I totally get that. So that makes sense.
But I think that's my, I swing the pendulum so far because I'm so afraid of making a mistake or so afraid of letting the wrong person in or, and yet I've just recently been through a relationship where I made all the mistakes that I read about not making and thinking that I had it, right? Thinking that I was doing it all right and it kind of blew up. So it's, the pendulum swinging and going, I think I've grown up being very, very cautious to trust and to let people in.
Yeah, for sure. Have you ever heard that phrase where they say there's two reasons why I don't trust people? Number one, because I don't know them. Number two, because I know them. So there's pretty much nobody that you're going to trust when you're in that predicament. And I think that a lot of times that level of trust comes from our family of origin and the things that we experienced growing up or our former relationships, our past experiences. All of that stuff really formulates what we believe to be true about people, whether or not we believe that people can be trusted. And I love that you affirm that idea of a pendulum because I think sometimes that's what how people live their life. They're so guarded, they don't want to have anything to do with anybody. And then the moment somebody has some potential, they let their wall completely down and then they have absolutely no wall and they let this person in and they have no boundaries and they end up getting hurt and then the wall goes back up and the cycle continues over and over again. It's all or nothing, all or nothing, all or nothing. And in that context, you are going to constantly get hurt. Because you're choosing to fully trust people that you don't know that well, but then you're choosing not to trust anybody at all because you just got hurt. And I think the key is having boundaries because boundaries helps us create that balance of trusting as trust is earned. And one way that I like to explain this is kind of like thinking about swimming in a pool. We don't start swimming in a pool at the deep end, right? I mean, you could, like, you know, those shows where they throw babies in the pool to teach them how to swim. You could start at the deep end, but typically it's dangerous, you know? And what normally happens is you start at the shallow end and you splash around a little and you learn how to put your head underwater and then you learn how to float. And once you're there, you kind of start moving into the deep end. Well, relationships are similar and our emotional and spiritual and physical boundaries need to be seen in that way as well. Trust is something that has to be earned. You've got to start at the shallow end with people and slowly, slowly, one step at a time, walk towards the deep end. You can't start at the deep end. But that's what so many people do. Without boundaries, you find yourself just jumping in head first. And then once you're there, you realize, oh my goodness, like there's things I can't trust about this person. And then you just freak out, back away, shut down, and the process starts over again. So trust has to be given as trust is earned. You know, that's kind of how I like to see it. Just one step at a time, a little more trust as trust is earned. And I really think that's what healthy relationships are all about. So good luck to you, Julie, with that, with all that, you know, I really think though, like we talked about, you know, these practical steps, I always say the more, you know, in relationships, the better you're going to do.
Well, I think, and maybe this is a bit of a side note. One of the things that for giving myself some grace, in being a pendulum swinger and being a rule follower is that if something has gone sideways or I think you learn also through experience, you learn how to set those boundaries. And, I don't even think I would have known how fast I would have allowed myself to try. What you described, walls going up, walls coming all the way down. That was my experience and to learn as I go, to give myself space for that. I'm glad that you said like, this can be a really bad cycle where you go, well, I'm not going to trust anybody. And thankfully I feel I have some wisdom to go, nope, these are life lessons. And
yes,
you, you just try and do better as you put one foot forward, right?
Yeah. And the more you know, the better you do. So each cycle, you're choosing to learn. Some people aren't choosing to learn. Some people go through these cycles with their eyes closed. You, I can tell, are going through these cycles with your eyes open. How do I know that? Number one, I've interacted with you on the blog. Number two, you're reading True Love Dates and other books, and you're filling your mind with good things. Number three, you're asking questions. You're on this podcast. You're asking questions. And those are the ways that you learn. And the more you know, the better you do. So you're going through these experiences, but they're not in vain, because you're going through them with your eyes open and you're like, okay, what can I learn? Now that I've got this pattern, how can I break it? What are some boundaries I can put in this next time around to make sure that I am not completely vulnerable in this relationship? How can I protect myself? And when you ask those questions and you're gathering information and you're learning along the way, each time you're going to do it better and better and better. Mm. Well, thank you, Julie. That was such a good question. And I know it's something that applies to so many people listening. And I really appreciate the conversation and your vulnerability today.
Awesome.
Thanks for joining us. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. People are always asking me, where do I find a good counselor? At the Deborah Falada Counselors Network, we want to help you navigate through any difficult season you might be facing. We want to help you find relief from the pain and stress of the present and healing from the wounds of the past in order to find freedom, joy, and peace in the life you're living today. Our team of trained, licensed professional counselors will walk by your side and give you the tools you need to face any personal or relational issue you might be up against today. With an integrative approach, we'll guide you with truths from God's Word paired with the best of modern counseling and psychology to help you get unstuck and live freely. There's no better time for healing than today. Book a session with one of our counselors at deborahfalada.com/counseling and get started on your journey of healing from the inside out. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast and giving me your time today. If you love what we're doing here, leave us a 5-star rating and review and help us get the podcast out to others. If you want to go deeper with getting healthy and making healthy relationships, go check out some of my books, True Love Dates, Choosing Marriage, Love in Every Season, Are You Really Okay, Married Sex, or my newest book, Reset. You can find more information about those as well as hundreds of articles and courses over at my blog, truelovedates.com or deborahfalada.com. I love connecting with you online, so find me on Facebook or Instagram at Deborah Falada and tell me your story. If you have a question for me, reach out to me at truelovedates.com/love-and-relationships and we'll try to get it answered on the show. I'm Deborah Falada, and it was so great being together today, and I can't wait to be with you again next week. See you later.